I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ at Lo and Behold Bar and Kitchen Healdsburg. With me, the lovely Laura Sanfilippo. Laura, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Is that the famous Chef Kelly walking out the door?
Yes.
Just as the interview starts, he leaves? My gosh. We'll be back for you, Chef. There's our chef. He's heading out the door, and he's got the key, so he can't escape. Laura, great to see you.
Thank you, too.
For those who have not been to Lo and Behold Bar and Kitchen, set the scene for us. Where are we, and what will people discover when they get here?
We are just as you come into town, past the roundabout on the right, on Healdsburg Avenue, the main drag before the plaza. We're a bar, kitchen, patio, just all-around good time place. Super casual, fun. We're family friendly. Lots of good stuff.
I love so many things about coming here. Obviously the cocktails, but the menu. Before we talk about our cocktails, Chef Sean has taken from his travels around the world over the years some of his favorite things. So when it comes to the food, what are your go-tos? A couple of must-have, must-eat items.
I think for me, the house-made noodles that Sean does. So we make noodles fresh every day. We hand roll them out to order and wok fry them with his house-made kimchi, butter, water chestnuts, an egg. And it's just unlike anything that you've ever had before.
I love the diversity of the menu, obviously, from chef's travels. But I don't think I've ever had a confit beef brisket taco before.
No, and you should.
Until now.
Yes.
The brazen burger. What's brazen about it?
It's just very simple, actually. It's a buttered, toasted bun, really good meat, well seasoned with salt and pepper, a little white cheddar, onion and lettuce. It's simple, and so it's brazen in that way. It's not all dulled up, but it's delicious.
I love my chicken. So the pollo a la brasa is something I'll be ordering.
Yes, that's a really classic Peruvian dish, and Sean spent a lot of time in Peru. It's kind of like their fish and chips of Peru. You can get pollo a la brasa anywhere, and so it's a really beautiful chicken, really nice, well-cooked chicken thigh.
I love it. Laura, let's talk okay. Cocktails. We have Healdsburg Wine, Food, and Cocktails coming to Healdsburg, year two. I'm honored to be a part of it. You are, too. And on Friday night, date for your diary, by the way, Thursday, May 18th to Sunday, May 21st, whatever you're doing over those days, cancel your plans. Come to Healdsburg instead. Big party here at Lo and Behold. And lo and behold, Laura will be here.
I will be here, along with some of Sonoma County's top bartenders. This is a cocktail tasting and food pairing event. Sean's going to be putting out some amazing dishes to pair with the cocktails. You'll have Sonoma County bartenders all creating innovative farm-to-glass cocktails. Then you'll get to enjoy them out on our patio and inside, and along with a lot of other people. So it should be a really good time.
Well, Laura, you know, my first question usually is, what are we drinking? Here we are, finally. What are we drinking? Let's go with your cocktail first. What do we have here?
I'm having the F Me Pumps.
Excuse me?
The F Me Pumps is a cocktail we do on tap. It's Fernet Branca based. It has a little Carpano Antica vermouth, strawberry shrub, and some house-made lime seltzer, carbonated. Ooh. And super refreshing.
Loved it. Mine's already gone. I drank mine already. I'm sipping on this beauty right here. Laura, you know me. I love my gin.
You do.
This may be the world's greatest gin and tonic. Talk me through. What's the name of this cocktail here?
So we call it a gin tonica. It's always on the menu, but the gin changes. So we rotate through new and interesting gins every few weeks. This is a New Zealand dry gin distilled from whey. It's paired with our house-made tonic water. The whole thing is carbonated, and then we garnish it just depending on what the gin is. So this one we thought went really nice with some fresh lemon balm and dehydrated bergamot.
And the name of the gin one more time?
It's just called New Zealand Dry Gin.
New Zealand Dry Gin.
Yeah.
Little woolly on the mouth. That's a little joke there. You know, New Zealand, lamb. Okay, stop, Liam. Laura, I know cocktails have been a big part of your world for many, many, many years, an entire career. And now you have this great space. Your business partner, the chef, who just walked out the door. Do you recall making your first cocktail thinking, oh, I'm onto something here? And what was it?
Well, my very first cocktail ever made was a margarita when I was 15. Mm-hmm. And my mom is where I got actually my cocktail inspiration from, because she would throw these lavish dinners and she would always create a cocktail to go. And this is in the late 90s. She made cable car cocktails one time for a San Francisco themed dinner that we did. And she made her own kumquat simple syrup. And it was really fun. So I was really inspired by my mom and her cooking. And she had a party one day for one of her staff members, and she did Mexican food, and I bartended. I really wanted to bartend,
and
I did. We fresh juiced lime juice. We used agave syrup. We made basically like a Tommy's margarita, but had some Cointreau too. And I was shaking cocktails at 15 and loving it.
And a star tender was born.
Yes, indeed.
Where was your first job, paid gig as a bartender?
Actually, first bartending job was in Australia, Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, you've got to be joking, mate.
Yeah.
19 in Australia? Whereabouts?
Melbourne.
Oh, my gosh,
little hotel restaurant called Swallows Cafe in Port Melbourne.
And you were there for how long?
I was there for 6 months.
6 months. Mm-hmm. How tough was it to get on that plane and go home? Or were you ready?
Oh, I was not ready. My visa, I got misinformed, or I forgot. Somehow I messed up my visa and I was going to renew and go fly to Fiji and then come back. But my return flight was after my visa expired. So I had to leave, like drop my whole life and leave in like 2 days.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So it was very sad.
Well, thanks, Liam, for bringing up some sad memories.
That's okay.
But your first job in Australia, how cool. And Melbourne, a great city, which in many ways, people always compare Sydney with San Francisco. But I thought Melbourne was more like San Francisco than Sydney,
you know? Definitely. I would wholeheartedly agree.
One of my favorite chefs in the world is a chef called Neil Perry. He has a restaurant called Rockpool. He's got one in Sydney. He's got one also in Melbourne. A great chef. A star chef there for 25 plus years. He knows what he's doing. Why is Healdsburg Wine, Food and Cocktails important for the city of Healdsburg?
It's just so, we've such a concentration of talent and not just Healdsburg, but in Sonoma County, but the level of talent in Healdsburg specifically with Single Thread and the Matheson here, Spoon Bar, Little Saint. I mean, there's just endless possibilities here. And so it's really cool to shine that spotlight on this town. It's a tiny town, 10,000 people. But everyone's doing some really cool stuff here. And we're really blessed to be in this area where we're just abundance of produce and locally made fantastic spirits and wine. So it makes everyone's creativity just thrive. And it's a really fun place to work.
So friends, do yourself a favor. Get your tickets now. Healdsburg Wine and Food. Come for the weekend. Stay, right? The whole weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Not just for a day.
Yeah. Come a day early and leave a day late.
Yeah. Come meet Laura. Get tickets to her big shindig Friday night. On Saturday, I'll be hosting all the chef demos at the Matheson. There'll be a special Saturday night concert at Rodney Strong. And then our dear friend Leslie Sobrocco is hosting a fun event on the Sunday. So lots and lots of great food, friendship, kinship, cocktails, and wine to be had. The date for your diary one more time, May 18th through the 21st, Healdsburg Wine, Food, and
Cocktails.
You got it. Laura, thank you so very much. Lo and behold, bar and kitchen. Come one, come all. Come enjoy the great offerings here. The cocktails are a kick in the pants. You heard it from me first. Friends, more on Laura's story at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Chat. Cheers, love.
Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!